All right, Chad, it's great to have you in studio with us today. Warm weather and crazy to think that almost the end of summer, end of August for one. I don't know which one's more crazier, but the Nutrien Fireworks Festival starting up this weekend, Friday and Saturday. What can you tell us about the weekend?
Well, you know, when you think Labor Day weekend in Saskatchewan, you're thinking two things. The first is Rider Pride.
I like it.
And then the second thing is Nutrien Fireworks Festival, which goes Friday and Saturday. Downtown Saskatoon, throughout like the traffic bridge, River Landing 1, River Landing 2, which is up by Gather Local Market and the Market Square area. So Nasser Plaza will be programmed as well. The one thing we want to tell people is please do not go to Rotary Park. There will not be any programming there because that is the site of where we're launching the fireworks this year.
Awesome. Well, is Friday and Saturday, do the schedules kind of both look the same for the most part?
No, quite unique each day. So just like the fireworks shows are unique. So on Friday, we actually start. We think most people are working on Friday still, some of them anyway. And so we'll start at 5 p.m. All the programming and activities start at 5. We go till 10. Fireworks on Friday nights about 9:30, 9:35. And then Saturday, we actually start the programming at 1. But what I can tell you is all of those food trucks and so on, those guys are anxious. And so they're ready to go by 11:30 noon. Encourage people to come down, get an early lunch, bring a blanket, bring a lawn chair, you know, whatever it is, so you can get comfortable. It's going to be hot and dry, sit in the ground, right? Lots of grass areas down there. The amphitheater is going to be spectacular because that's where all the cultural performances will be.
And what can you tell us about the cultural performances that will be taking place?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, Filipino, Cameroon, Latino. You name it, right? We got it. Scottish. It's like the world will be represented both in food, dance, and song, right, at the festival. So come on down. There'll be plenty to enjoy. Like I said, those performances start at around 1 o'clock, and they will run right through. Now, Friday night, we usually have a featured performer, and that's going to be Katarina and Marco this year. Young duo. They're absolutely fabulous to listen to. Pretty dynamic song. And then on Saturday, closing off that performance evening just before the fireworks goes off, a festival favorite is Oral Fuentes and the reggae band. Man, people go crazy when they hear that guy playing. Everybody's up dancing and having a good time. And then Pyro Musical comes on after that.
Awesome. It sounds like you got a great weekend planned. When people are going down there, aside from like the food trucks and everything, does it cost anything to attend this weekend?
Everything is complimentary. You got to buy your food and beverage, of course, right? But, you know, what I say to people is walk, ride their bike, or take the bus. It's the best way to get in, and more importantly, the best and fastest way to get out. Now, because we're programming stuff all the way up in River Landing 2, so Gather Local Market and the Market Square up by the pump house and all of that, there's plenty of parking up there. There's parking lots and those kind of things as well as street parking. So come and try all of that stuff out. And because it's going to be so hot, like we're talking 32 degrees potential, right? So there's a spray park in Nasser Plaza. There's a spray park down in River Landing 2. And we're going to have 2 misting tents down there for people to stay cool.
Awesome. We are definitely going to need that with the hot weather. And you guys picked, of course, it's every week, Labor Day weekend, but weather really cooperating this time around. We're talking off air years ago, 2005 or so. There was snow during the fireworks festival.
We had snow that first year. We were running coffee back and forth between a local coffee shop and the site, just to give people something warm to drink, whether it was a hot chocolate or a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, right? It was incredible that year. We had coats and gloves on that year. Fortunately, that's not what we're talking about this year. You can come down and sweat your booty off, as they say. So
T-shirts and shorts, don't have to worry about
snow. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, Chad, thank you so much for coming in today, and we are looking forward to this year's Firework Festival.
Yeah, and I mean, I keep directing people to NutrienFireworksFestival.ca because all the details are in there. The detailed maps and all of that kind of stuff is on there, right? So NutrienFireworksFestival.ca.